Check, check, check. Check.
Working.
Well, I figure Kim will contact us when she hears something. That's who Kim Browning.
You have a time frame on?
No, she didn't. But it says March 2010 that we hope that she will be asked to submit a proposal. So it's got to be this month that she's going to hear something soon. It's already mid, you know, almost the middle of the month. And I don't know if I have, we can just, we don't have to have an actual agenda printed, do we? Because I sent it. I mean, we can still print them. I sent them. They was, well, Carol sent them.
Well, if you did, it didn't get to me yet.
Really? I got mine.
Well, if you realize that the county, email through the county sometimes.
It's delayed.
Yes, because it's got all these spam collectors. I've had stuff come to me now, 3 hours later. Mm-hmm. So I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, I'm just saying, we know the major topics that we wanted to look at were the... Matt, were you a part of the committee to meet with the legislators?
No, I was not.
I know
Jenny, Trish, and
Randy.
Randy, yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. So if they're not here, then we won't have that. I know Patricia's out of town.
Where's the Toronto and Holland?
They didn't know whether the meeting was going to take place or not.
So you spoke with them?
No, but they sent an email this morning asking is the meeting on or not, and where's it going to meet? And I said, well, I wasn't sure. I haven't heard. But I said I had reserved a room. I didn't know.
I announced it at like the committee of the whole meeting on Tuesday night because I had thought this is when it was supposed to be. But then like I called you today because I was panicking. I was like, oh, wait, is it today?
Yeah. As you see, all the kind of our members are lined up out there.
Okay. So then I guess I would defer to you and ask you what is the appropriate thing to do in a situation like this. We don't have an actual agenda.
Well, you can come up with a brief agenda, I mean, I think.
Okay.
Oh, well, actually, you can sort of go with the flow. If the members are willing to do it, then, you know, it's fine. Because it really comes down to if the body is happy, then it's okay. That's Robert's rules, effectively, right? Robert's rules wants everybody wants to get things done and people be happy about the way it's done.
Okay.
They just have rules because they find that he has these rules. It's easy to go.
Okay, so how about we call the meeting to order then? And at 5:35, Friday, March 12th, 2010, present, Aaron Ammons.
Pius Weibel.
John Miller.
No, Barbara Kessler.
Oh,
Matthew Glenn.
Bill Brown. All right. Do we go to approval of the minutes? Approval of the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes of February 19th, as submitted.
Moved by Mr. Weibel, second by Mr. Gladney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Those minutes are approved. I've been watching the county board, so just go right through that. So approval of the agenda. So the agenda basically tonight, you have one printed?
I thought I did, but I'm not finding it.
Okay. Does anybody have one printed?
Mm-hmm. I did have. Maybe it's out of the car. Should
well,
I go get it?
Do we well, I don't. I don't think you have to.
Yeah,
I think we.
I have
we
one in the car.
Well, what are the topics you want
to
talk about?
Well, we wanted to. We already know we don't need to discuss the meeting with the elected officials because that committee is not present. The PSA was the main thing, and a report back from Roger on the his conversation with Mr. Your and Roger's conversation with Mr. Bedwood. Did that take place?
We'd done that last time. I think they were good. They checked with the state on the driver's license question we had about if your license was suspended, and Roger sent out, you know, saying that it had to be a valid driver's license. So I guess that means it couldn't be suspended.
Okay. So the real crux of it for us to get another segment of our work done was really to get these PSAs out and whatever sort of outreach and communication. So that was going to be the major thing unless any other committee members had something to add.
Okay, well, do we have an update on the PSAs or anything?
Well, what we were supposed to do was work on our thoughts about the PSAs, give some feedback see what we really wanted to iron out, because we had a body of what Patrick presented to us, but...
Move to approve the agenda.
Oh, move to approve the agenda.
Yeah, second.
By Mr. Gladney, approved, second by Mr. Weibel. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, ayes have it. Public participation. Hearing none. first item, I think it's important for us to see what we really, that everybody's comfortable with this, what we're going to put out for this PSA. So for me, what I thought was that I just kind of like, in the center of it all, I think if we are targeting this questionnaire, then I really want that to be repeated.
Or restated in a different way.
Okay.
Maybe not the same sense, but I have restated that. I agree that when Patrick had last time, I thought that he had like one sentence devoted to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you should say it twice or say it again in a different manner.
Okay. As far as minutes, what should we do?
We got the recorder.
You record?
Yeah, okay. She can get it off the recorder.
Okay. So, anybody else on that? Just kicking it around.
What is the time limit? Is that known for sure?
Usually the PSAs are like 30 seconds, you know, 30 seconds to a minute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty short.
And they have to be cool. Yes, ma'am.
Weren't you and Patrick having a discussion about that at the end of the last meeting?
Yeah.
That discussion?
No, we did not. We were basically in agreement.
Right.
But Patrick's position overall was that he didn't want too much information to be thrown at people. Even if it's broken up, he thought it should just be, if I'm remembering correctly, just sort of repeating the same things over and over and over again, so they can get it.
He didn't repeat what we want to say over. That was the problem, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You had one line towards it.
So just going around the room with what we have here. Actually, it's probably best that we have a smaller group. Mm-hmm. Just kicking around. What do you think it should say? What do you? Y'all been talking about this or something? I see you looking up. You
have. So this idea for the PSA.
Say it again.
An idea for the PSA.
Yeah.
You got any ideas?
I thought Patrick's is. Well, I don't have. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy with me. I thought it was a good start.
Oh,
good
one.
Yeah.
I thought this was actually a good start. Certainly he does not need to say this is a public service announcement brought to you by the Champaign County Jury Committee. That's not important, I don't think.
I don't think it's necessary to say it's a public service.
Because usually they say this is a public service announcement.
They say it.
They say it.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter. And if you say it's from this committee, it's not relevant,
yeah.
I don't think. It's not that important who it comes from.
Right. Okay, that's true.
Because most people don't know about this committee.
Right.
So it wouldn't mean much.
That saves time.
Yep.
So no need to say.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay, so let's do this. What are the most important points for us? Filling out the questionnaire. What else?
And returning it.
And getting our...
Right, returning it, not just filling it out. Filling out and returning.
And making sure that our name is either
questionnaire.
On the driver's license list or the voter's list. To qualify for the questionnaire.
Well... Making sure, how do they
make sure your address is correct on your driver's license, basically.
Correct
or
address.
Or have a photo ID.
How do you say that? How do you say that succinctly?
Have a photo. Let's just give the important components first,
so
then we can build around.
How staged does this have to be, or can this have a little, do it, like a little sound effect or something?
Like a what?
Sound effect. I think sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Something I've had in my head.
Probably can.
It would start out with, very quickly, just some muttering, some people, whatever, and then you have a gavel going down, like order of the court,
mm-hmm.
and then as the crowd starts to quiet down, you have a person just saying, hey you, that's right, you out there listening, I'm a defendant in a court of law, and you could be where I'm at someday, or someone you love could be where I'm at, and it's important. When you get your jury summons in the mail, or questionnaire, or whatever, fill that out and return it.
and when you get your summons, to respond to it and show up to the courthouse to serve on your jury, or to serve, you know, to, you know, serve your jury duty, because my future and my life is in your hands, and you know this is an important thing. So, in order to make sure you're eligible to serve on a jury, make sure you are, you know, have your driver's license or whatever.
Why are you trying to act like you haven't been working on this, man?
I'm just thinking about it, you know. And like, you know, so like, this is important, blah blah blah. Please, I don't know where to go after that, but you know.
Okay. Now I'm very intrigued by the opening and how it grabs you, expect to say, "Hey, you out there listening? I'm a defendant." I think to clarify.
Yeah.
Some of it, I think it got a little drawn out.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. Like,
you can work on that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so let's...
You know, at the very
end
of
it is
what I think Patrick was arguing we shouldn't have. And I agree with him there that we don't need to go into how you have your driver's license.
Not to have that.
That, you know, because people either have that or they don't. I mean, they're not going to run around and
get it. Gotten that kind of commercial, but maybe we could work it into something.
Just that it's important for you to be on the jury because I need you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be me someday. Mm-hmm. Or someone you know.
Yeah, I like that, man. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
So the murmuring, and everybody knows the gavel, right? Order in the court. Hey, you. Say it again.
Mm-hmm. No. No, that was
a... We have our tape. We have our tape here.
So we would need to...
You know, something else we might... I'm just playing with what he has. Yesterday at the jail, six guys and me and my partner watched a movie called American Vile, which is about plea bargains. And it says in the movie that over 90% of all prisoners in the system have taken plea bargains. And the movie shows you how ugly that is. The plea bargains. And after the movie, the one of the guys announced very proudly, he says, "That's why I chose a jury trial. I'm going to have one of those all-white juries. Yes, I am." Because he heard Jan's letter. But in other words, he was saying, "I'm going to take the risk because I want a jury trial because I think I'm innocent." As opposed to taking a plea bargain, which there's a lot of pressure to do. So I'm thinking, I don't know, but our target audience who knows what that's about, maybe, we could say, I chose, when you're speaking as a defendant, I chose to have a jury trial, and so I'm depending on you to be there to be in it.
That's a good angle. Putting your faith in the public.
Because the other choice is to just plea bargain.
What do you think, Joe?
I was thinking about cases that trials that I've watched, and there'd be like multiple defendants, and the one that goes to trial gets a much more severe sentence than the ones that plea bargain. So then you're left, you know, with that family. Why did you advise me to go to trial? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a risk.
It's an ugly system.
It's a terrible system.
And that's what the public defenders say to them, look, you know, you can take a big risk of a bigger sentence if you don't take your plea bargain.
Yeah, but I think for what we're working on,
I think what you said...
I think we should, the word she says, I chose.
I chose.
We don't have to go into why.
Right.
We don't need to say plea bargain.
I chose to have a jury trial, so I'm depending on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of what you said, Bill, is it puts faith in the public.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think we're combining these things. Now, let's not lose track of what's already been offered. Would you read, one of you guys read that to us so we can, Patrick's piece.
Oh, Patrick's piece, very different. My name is Patrick C. Thompson. I am a 41-year-old African-American male and lifelong resident of Champaign County. I was selected as a member to sit on a jury committee to study ways to increase minorities and African-American representation in the jury pool of the Champaign County court system. That's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand that jury service is a very important matter. As an African-American, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community. Well, I am here today as a member of the jury committee to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Champaign County Jury Committee.
Okay. So certainly after hearing some of the more creative ways that you guys have just sort of thought about this, that one sounds a little more direct. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a piece where I feel like he's reaching out to say, hey, I'm known in this community. And so I'm putting my sort of stamp of approval on this, and I'm reaching out to you, especially in this minority community, where we were targeting, you know, and saying, hey, listen, we need you here in this piece.
Are we doing more than one?
Yeah, we will.
We could do, like, incorporate a whole bunch of different, you know.
I think the only problem I have with Patrick is the really only get-to-the-point sentence is, please understand that jury service is a very important matter, which is, no, I think you need to say we need to get those forms in, things like that.
Now, I'm in agreement with it. I thought that was the more direct piece. But I'm learning more and more about the sphere of influence, right? And I don't know if Patrick is the best person as far as a name recognition, as far as what impact that would have on the community. But I think someone who is especially esteemed and respected in the communities that we're targeting to be someone who does say, hey, I'm here. I mean, we watch the commercials. Venus, if it works for Venus Williams, it'll work for you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is what commercials do, right? They use people who have some influence, right? And the people say, oh, yeah, okay, well, I can relate to
it. Step up and say, I'm a defendant in a trial that's going to happen. You don't want to.
Well, I guess that would be two different approaches. Like, Patrick's piece would be more. Patrick's piece sounds a lot more like what we want to do with the judge, right? That he's, that as a person who's well known in the African American community, I'm going out and reaching out to the community and say, hey, get involved. That's more of the angle that he was coming from. That's why it's so direct. Mm-hmm. So, but we can do it both ways. The concern, I think, that he was sharing with me, and I sort of agree with, is so, like, how long do we run a PSA that's like the one you just did with the murmuring and the gavel wham before we, okay, move into another phase? How long do we do that before we feel like the point is sort of gotten across? You know, that's where it starts to get a little fuzzy, especially if we're just doing PSAs. Mm-hmm. PSA meaning that we don't even control when they're said.
Yeah.
Right? So this was just a little, much like the letters were, this was sort of like the letter. This is not the crux of what we're trying to do. This is just another addition. The real piece that we want to do is to create the commercial, you know what I mean, that we can control and use, or the video, the actual video that we can control. So this is, it doesn't have to be real stringent. It just needs to be clear. I think that's the point that I'm trying to make. So, I mean, I like both ideas. I really, as a poet, I like the creative stuff that you come up with to grab people's attention, but also there are people who are running direct. And unless we're given a bunch of information, let's say if Patrick said, hey, fill out the questionnaire, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do that, and then we ran another one and said, now you gotta do this, gotta do this, and gotta do this, then it would be confusing. But I don't see why we couldn't have, if a little more information was in this one, right? It's like weed out some of the couple of sentences, right? And have the real creative one going so that people are hearing both of them. As long as you're not giving them a bunch of different information, you're still just hearing the same thing, just hearing it in different ways.
First of all.
And they're PSA, so. Okay, so then let's see what we need to, what would we say? You said, from Pius' standpoint, my name is Patrick Thompson, 41-year-old African American male, lifelong resident of Champaign County, and I was selected, blah, blah, all that stuff. He's saying we don't need that.
So he doesn't even say he's a member of the committee.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
African American male.
And a lifelong resident of Champaign County.
He's the best
known
person.
I'm not saying he's not the best known. I'm just saying I don't know if he's the best person for this. As a name.
Put the name in.
Okay. So my name is Slim Shady. There you go. Okay, so my name is whoever it might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the historical, I am 41 years old, I'm African American, blah, 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 Champaign County. That's good. But I was selected as a member, sit on this committee, increase minority African American. No, that's not necessary.
Nobody
cares. Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah, nobody cares about the committee.
Okay. Please understand, so it would sound more like this. My name is Aaron Ammons. I'm a 39-year-old African-American male and been living in Champaign County for 25 years. But something else has to be said before. Please understand that jury service is a very important matter. Who knows? I mean, it's like you just jump right into that. It has to be
well,
some sort of
prelude.
Well,
he makes allusion there later to the fact that there's a concern.
Yeah, but he also talked about earlier when he's about the jury pool. He just ends up the jury pool selection. Of Champaign County Court System. She actually says that, but we need to find a better
see,
way
to see if we omitted it, then, right, we need to put something in place.
Didn't he say towards the end that this would eliminate that concern? What is the concern? That goes next.
Okay.
It's
right here.
Oh. Actually, I would say read the go to the as end sentence next.
Okay. So he says, I am here today. As a member of...
As an African-American.
Wait, did you see that? Oh, he said that again.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So instead of saying, please understand, we would say, it would read like this. My name is Patrick D. Thompson, 41-year-old African-American male, lifelong resident of Champaign County. As an African-American, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community. I'm here today as a member of the... I'm here today, instead of saying as a member of the jury committee... I'm here today to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. Please understand that jury service is a very important matter. This is a public service announcement brought to you by Champaign.
Yeah, that's good right there.
It's not necessary. So, we got a timer. I'm going to read this and I'm going to tell you how to tell you.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Patrick D. Thompson. I guess D is not necessary. Okay, let's start off. Start at 11. Ready, set, go. Hello, my name is Patrick Thompson. I'm a 41-year-old African-American male and lifelong resident of Champaign County. As an African-American, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community. I'm here today to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. Please understand that jury service is a very important matter.
23 seconds.
Okay, now...
So you could have tried one more second, one more sentence.
What's wrong, man?
Tell me, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything about how to get it wrong.
We have one sentence that says how to do that.
Yeah.
That's right. We have time for one sentence to say how to do that.
Yeah. That's the thing. This is like, please, you know.
Return your form or something.
Yeah. Please help, but it doesn't tell you
right.
So how
that's
to
right. That's right. It doesn't go far enough. So you can take up with one sentence on.
I don't know if you need to. I mean, this one didn't either, right? They're both, the one you said didn't really say how to help either, right?
No,
he tried to, but we didn't get into it.
Yeah. Right? Tried to stress the importance of being on a jury, and then if the message comes across that it's important to be on the jury, the obvious thing to do when you get your form is to return it. Right? Mm-hmm. So, do we really have to say that?
Yeah. Well, I think, we should, because you need to be explicit. You don't get the message.
Like across,
you must have detail.
You won't be on a jury unless
you're. It's like, people say, pay your taxes. Was that property?
See, if you have a driver's and I don't know which PSA version this would go with, but you can say something like, if you have a valid driver's license or if you're registered to vote, you're eligible to serve on a jury. And you receive a jury, questionnaire in the mail.
It sounds like those disclaimers they put at the end.
Yeah.
It's the end of the commercials about life insurance.
The biggest problem is returning the questionnaire, right?
Yeah. So when you get the letter or whatever you want to call it.
So how about we say, understand that jury service is a very important matter. Therefore, or so, when you receive your jury questionnaire, please fill it out and return it.
And mail it back.
And
mail it in. ASAP. As soon as possible. Okay, so it reads something like this. You ready, Matt?
Hold on.
Hello, my name is Patrick Thompson. I am a 41-year-old African-American male and lifelong resident of Champaign County. Okay. I've got to skip around and find my line here. I'm
put
sorry.
Numbers in there. Put
okay.
Numbers.
All right.
There's one correction towards the end, too, where you say as an African-American.
Yeah, I know.
As African-Americans.
They just make it plural.
As African-Americans. Okay. 2, 3, and 4. Okay, gotcha.
All right.
Action.
Hello. My name is Patrick Thompson. I am a 41-year-old African-American male and lifelong resident of Champaign County. As African-Americans, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community. I am here today to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. Understand that jury service is a very important matter. Therefore, when you receive your jury questionnaire, please fill it out completely and mail it in as soon as possible. I can go faster, but I just want to.
Yeah, that's close.
That's about right.
Because mm-hmm. 30 to 45 seconds, I think.
Okay.
Now that's okay. Now
that's oh. Like 2 or 3 more like that.
Before we receive the jury questionnaire,
like you said.
Now that's for people. To me, it sounds like for people who are already sort of aware to some degree of what's going on,
mm-hmm.
right? But for an individual, let's say we're trying to reach an individual who's never gotten a questionnaire. They don't even know what the heck we're talking about,
yeah.
right? How do we reach them?
We could do one that, I mean, simply is about what it takes to be, I mean, it would sound like the thing you're talking about, but it could just simply state what you need to be eligible to serve on a jury, and then what this process is when you the getting a questionnaire, responding to it, and then getting your summons and showing up. I mean, it's kind of dry, but I mean it's informative, and it would be a different type. You know, mm-hmm. it would be more along that line. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep talking, y'all. No, I'm not going to keep talking.
You know, people that don't know much about it think that they have to. This is something I recently discovered. They don't know that they have the option of putting in white mask.
To what?
The option of not answering. They don't know that. We don't want them to know that.
Do we? Well, they do. They have that option, but they might not always have that option.
What do you mean?
They could be arrested.
Yeah, uh-huh. We could change at any time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in the meantime, I just had a discussion 2 nights ago with my cousin's child, who's in her mid-20s, around dinner, and she said, I just got my second summons for jury duty, and I did it last summer, and I don't know why they, you know, if it's really random, they should take me out of there. I've done it.
They claim they do. They claim that nobody's
ever
caught
out.
Within
and
a year.
Said,
well, of course, four.
No, she said I really enjoyed doing it the first time, but it gets old. I don't want to keep doing it all the time.
Okay.
And I said, well, you don't have to return the thing. She said, oh, really? Oh, good.
Great,
my nephew was going, what is it you have to do to get in the pool? I don't want to be in the pool. You know, like you can't drive a car. You know, but that these are like kids.
Well, we could run those ads on different radio stations.
But I was surprised she had already been in a jury and didn't know that she had the option to not show up.
She doesn't really have that option. We don't enforce the law here.
That's right.
But it has been in here in the past, it has been, and it has been in other places. But
I thought our whole discussion was we didn't want to enforce it.
You don't have
we don't
well,
want
we don't.
To, but
we don't because it's not worthwhile.
We could get a different judge at any time.
But we really don't have an option of not doing it.
Yeah.
You can be excused, but that's not an option of not doing it. You have to.
Well, what I'm wondering about is the way in which we put this appeal. You don't want to make it sound awful.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey.
So we don't want to make it sound as an option.
So you want to put something in there about it being the law or it being. How does it say in his letter?
So you want something a little more? Let's just have one that's real direct, right? So, commercial come on, you said, you know, I know y'all been hearing a lot about jury duty. This is what you have to do to be eligible. And it doesn't have to say eligible, but I'm just saying, this is what you have to do. These are the four things that get you in. You're not omitted because you have felonies. When you get the questionnaire, fill it out as soon as possible. If you haven't received one, call this number. If you've never received a questionnaire, call it. Because everybody that's in this pool is supposed to get a questionnaire, right?
No. Some people never do.
No. They select random 10% a year, 5%, whatever.
No, you're not supposed to.
Okay, see, now I'm thoroughly confused now.
Now, of the 136,000, they just select, I think, 10% a year about to send out questionnaires to. And then of those that they get back, they send out the summons.
Now, Patrick, that's not what we talked about last time, right?
What's that?
I thought the understanding was that everybody who was eligible got a questionnaire, but the randomness was done for the summons. No, but the randomness is done based upon
questionnaires.
Uh-huh.
There's two random steps.
That's why we were trying to get some of that weeded out, right? Okay, I understand. I remember. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What are we discussing?
The PSA.
Public Service Announcement.
Yeah. How to make sure that we don't put too much information out that it becomes confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But also understanding that we have different people even within our target audience. Mm-hmm. You might have some young people who relating to it being cool. You might have some other people who think they can't serve because they have felonies. You know, you got different folks. But so how do you give a consistent message, mm-hmm. but do it with a little different flavor each time, right? So we just looked at yours, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and we might as well look at that since you came in. It read like this after some changes that we just made. Hello, my name is Patrick Thompson. I'm a 41-year-old African-American male and lifelong resident of Champaign County.
Mm-hmm.
As African-Americans, we are constantly discussing our concerns of how the legal system has failed the minority community. I'm here today to encourage you to be involved and help remove that concern. Understand that jury service is a very important matter, and therefore, when you receive your jury questionnaire, please fill it out completely and mail it in as soon as possible. You know, something short like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now we were looking at another way that Matt and Barbara had came up with. So his was like, you the commercial comes on, you hear a bunch of murmuring, all of a sudden you hear a gavel, order in the court, and then the person who's talking speaks as a defendant. You out there listening. I'm a defendant. I chose a jury trial. And I'm depending on you to do your duty. I'm putting my faith, something like that we said, I'm depending on you to do your duty. And so that was sort of the angle we came from that one, and then we would add some of the information in there.
I was thinking that because as an African American, I want to have a jury of my peers.
Hmm.
In order for that to happen, I need you to mm-hmm. fill out that questionnaire.
Now, is that in addition to, because I know we were discussing doing several public service now. So is this the second one or is this the first one?
We haven't gotten all that yet. We were just trying to get some of them out there.
Let's, I thought about this even more. What I really think that should be done is that we should do it in segments. Because if, you know, you're trying to convey, you can't put something that is so, I mean, and looking at the community and the fact that the community may, they're not knowledgeable. So you don't want to put, I think it's best to do those different segments.
Yeah, that's what we discussed too.
Yeah, that way you could focus on a topic each segment. Now, I'm keeping it consistent, but if we're trying to say, okay, minorities, you know, minorities, and we're trying to increase minority, there's nothing wrong with that part of what he just, you know, how it's done or how it looks. But I think you want to, because you want to be able to say, okay, well, here's, you know, the other reason why they're not being able to, why, because if you don't have valid driver's license, then you're out the, you're not going to get selected. So, and the other, well, do you have proper identification or do you vote? And so those are three things that we must discuss, because it's a mechanism that puts them into that pool.
I wonder if we could go with the courtroom theme for that too and have the judge say that instead of the defendant. That sounds like something a judge might say.
Yeah, because if you do the defendant, you know, is it, you know, I don't know. I mean,
try both.
How would it be if,
to kind of continue the theme?
I mean, maybe having the defendant sitting there. I don't know. The defendant. I mean, I like what you said. If you're gonna have the defendant sitting there, maybe the judge saying. I don't know. You know, that's just something you have to think a little bit more about. How does that look? But we want to keep the message consistent, and we want to have different segments. So if you end up with five to eight segments, that should be fine. I mean, running different public service announcements would be good, because then you'd be able to really get your message across. I think the first one, if you do the first one, then you can come back to the table and say, okay, well, did we like it? Then we did not like it. What we think we can do better going into the second one.
Are you thinking that each segment should kind of focus on a slightly different angle?
Yeah, stay consistent with what we're talking about with minorities, but each segment should have its own.
We were thinking like each one wouldn't have to say, you know, you have to have these IDs, just have that in one segment.
Yeah, that in one segment.
That's kind of what we were thinking.
Identification, voting, if you don't, you know, if you know, and the reason why you know, you maybe can address in there the reason why, if you don't have driver's license, the reason why you don't get selected.
Well, this is the thing, is that I like the concept of asking those questions. Like, you got one come on, ding, 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 I don't know. Do you have a valid driver's license? Do you have a state ID? Do you vote? Do you have an ID that says you're disabled? Good. You're in the jury pool and might receive a questionnaire in the mail any day. Please fill it out completely and mail it back as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Now,
but that's confusing. It sounds like you have to have all
you
could
just
things.
Put something else in there and say, if you said yes to one of these things. Questions.
If you said yes to one of these questions. Well, what I'm getting at is that the people are in the pool. You've got to be hard-pressed to find somebody who don't have none of these.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to run out and get one in order to be in the jury.
That 18 to 40 group don't have driver's license and don't vote.
State IDs.
They don't have state IDs.
They got a cash check somehow.
Who cash the check? Who you know?
I'm just saying, you. What crew nowadays, you got to have something.
What bunch that you know of? Because the ones I know of don't have. They don't have no job.
Okay, so cool. Then what we doing right now is targeted. If you're saying 18 to 40 year olds, right?
Yeah.
I think that's 40 is stretching it. I would say 18 to 30.
Well, that 40. Well, we 40. I'm 40.
Right. How do they buy alcohol? How do they buy cigarettes? I mean, like, you know, you need an ID.
Well,
it's some ways around that. That's for sure.
Your driver's license has been revoked to get in the bar, apparently.
Because
they don't know it's revoked. It still has your picture.
If it's got valid dates on it,
don't.
Well, what I'm getting at is that we're targeting. We understand that within the target group, there are target groups.
Right.
So if you're saying that what I just read you thought was more for those, that 18 to 40 group, right? Fine. You know, we can look at it like that. Maybe we could break it down in age brackets. You have to be, what, 18 to serve on the jury, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we could go from 18 to 35, 35 to 55, 60 and above, right? And we could target PSAs for those groups if we want to.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think the good one, why don't you explain to them, because we're trying to educate them, mm-hmm. race for work. So why don't you, if we go, if the other, the next segment, just say, okay, you know, this is how you get, okay, this is how you need, this is how you get into the pool. Either valid driver's license, proper state identification, or registered voter.
Those are the other one about being disabled is one, we don't want to leave that out. It's a legitimate way to be in the pool.
But that's, isn't that just another state ID?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we don't need to have that one in there?
No.
So if you say these are the three things that will put you in the random, in the random pool.
Right.
Now, if you want to drill down even more and say, you know, for those that have been, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. I don't, you know, you don't have to put it in. But if you want to say, you know, and if you have, if you are an ex-felon or have prior felonies, that doesn't prevent you from being in the pool. Now, you can drill down and say that. I don't think it's necessary. It could be, but if you're going to talk about it, you need to be able to talk about it where people are saying, okay.
And this is for this target group, 18 to 35. Is that what you're saying?
Right. 18 to 40, whatever.
18
group,
to 40.
You know. But I think you definitely want to say, you know, valid driver's license, proper state identification, and a registered voter will put you into the jury pool to sit on the jury.
You know what's throwing me off is that you could be a registered voter, but you ain't voted in, you know, 12 years, and you have moved. You're not in the pool, all right?
Well, then you're technically not properly registered either, though, if you've moved.
So give me some clarity about a registered voter.
A registered voter is somebody who can legally vote.
But you could be, you could have moved.
You're not out of date, you're really not, you're not properly registered.
Yeah.
But you could have moved.
Right.
Well, then you're not properly registered.
You wouldn't know that.
You're no longer registered if you moved.
But that's education that Patrick was talking about, too, because there's a ton of people who come in and say, well, I'm registered. I just moved.
Oh, college students do it all the time.
Right.
That's all the time.
So to me, what I'm getting at is that if you say clearly, if you have a valid driver's license or a valid state ID, then you're definitely in the pool. There's no question about that. Okay. And that's straightforward. But if you say registered voter or disabled ID,
well,
now it becomes...
There's no disabled ID.
If you are a registered voter and you vote, I mean, if you're a registered voter and you vote,
I think...
I think what we had,
we could just put in maybe another line saying, and keep your address current or something like that.
There you go.
Because it's actually more complicated. Because of voter voting, mm-hmm. you can vote for federal elections.
That's true.
And say I'm a student, I move from one precinct to another, I can still vote, but only for federal elections. And maybe for state, I'm not sure.
You'd
I couldn't
to
vote for local elections.
Provisional ballot to do that, probably.
So, and things like that, yeah. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, so it seems more complicated.
See, that's why I'm saying that some of this stuff seems to be more of a workshop forum of understanding how to get people or the documentary for a PSA, just to blanketly make sure that it's very, very clear.
Keep your registration up to date. Voter registration up to date.
Well, somebody's going to need...
Wait, but Barbara wanted to bring this meeting back to order.
Who is it that is wishing they could be on a jury and thinking that they can't be? That, to me, is ex-felons, and they generally don't know, because a lot of states they can't, but in our state they can. And I found at the jail they usually think they can't vote. So we need to tell them that they can't, they can be on a jury, because they are really motivated to be on a jury because they've undergone all the criminal justice. I'm not quite through. The people who don't have any ID, and I don't know any really well, and you probably do, so I'm really asking this. But I'm thinking of my nephew who likes to earn money that isn't recorded under the table. And he likes to live under the radar as much as possible. And he is horrified that he would get a summons to be on jury because he doesn't want that. Aren't there a lot of people without any ID who would be like that? And no PSA is going to convince them that they ought to be? That's my stereotype. I'm asking.
Well, and that's good, and that's the point I wanted to make. Because you're going to have that population. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Are you getting away from the message? I mean, because you're going to have a big population, especially the minority young black males, and probably females as well. If they're unemployed, they're unemployed. They don't have valid driver's license. They ain't felons. Being a registered voter, they ain't doing that because they don't even have proper identification. They don't have a valid driver's license, so they're not in the pool. They don't work, so they don't need to cash a check.
Can't buy cigarettes or alcohol either.
Well, they can buy cigarettes and alcohol because there's places that will sell it to them.
Do they want
to
be on
the jury? Because they're familiar face. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, huh? Now, if they want to be on the jury, if they want to be on the jury, then they would do those things to get on the jury. So, knowing some of these individuals, what would be the appropriate way to address them would be to, if you're going to say, these are the things that you need to be in order to be on the jury pool, and then you want to do a segment saying also, you could do a segment saying these are the things that will prevent you, these are the things that, and you're not excluded. You have to figure out how you're going to address that if that's an important factor.
That's my question.
If that's an important factor, because if you want to incorporate that population that are ex-felons, you have to find a way to address them some kind of way, whether it's a short sentence or whether it's a comment or a slogan or a statement.
I think that one of the things that's very clear is that you bring it up very pertinent issues that need to be addressed, but I don't think they should be addressed all in the same piece. What I've already heard you bring is that there's age brackets we need to break this up into, especially when you start talking about the cool factor for young folks, right?
What's the cool factor? I'm trying to...
Well, just maybe the music. Maybe there's some beat behind it or something that... I mean, but the idea is to make it so that young people are talking about it like it's something to do, it's something that they ought to be doing. Hold on, just let me finish getting this out. And then the other thing that you brought up is that you keep repeating the piece about people with felony convictions, right? So that should be a commercial or a PSA all by itself. It shouldn't be infused into the rest of it because it's becoming too much information, right? But a PSA about that is because that's broad. We could expand that PSA into something else, but definitely it should be by itself. It shouldn't be, trying to be mixed into those other ones.
Let's deal with the music part, the cool fact. Now,
watch out now.
My concern with this, and I listen to hip hop. So my concern is that music is a social thing. It's social. It's a social entertainment, and the young minority males listen to music 24/7. And sometimes it's appropriate. But at this time, I don't think it's appropriate because for one reason, I think that you're trying to get them to understand the seriousness, the importance of coming and paying attention and being involved, not coming thinking that this is, you're just going to come in here and get your friend off, or you're going to get some people off, or you're going to get back at the system because the system ain't been fair to you. That's the message you don't want to convey to young folks. And music can do that. Music can have an influence on a person's the way a person thinks. Not saying everybody, but a lot. And you don't want to. So you want to keep keep the music part out of it, and you want it to stay as serious as possible. Because if they come, you know, I think it's, you know, the nervousness, the don't know what to expect, you know, don't want to, you know, and they want, and so you want them to be serious. You don't want to put no kind of, I don't think music for this, is very appropriate, because this is a responsibility.
I understand you what know. You're saying, Matt. What was, yeah, there you go.
The school factor of students always come back to me. I don't know if I've ever said music. So
right.
Like, that gets brought up whenever it in conjunction with that. I don't know if I've ever said music for, and I don't know if I've ever even defined what I feel like, you know,
right.
School. But, you know, that scenario for a PSA I threw out earlier, I mean, I almost might put that in what I consider to be a, you know.
Cool.
I thought so.
Just in the sense of, like, something that's not, not that there's anything wrong with this, but not something that's just simply a dry reading or just whatever, but something that maybe at least at the very beginning has a minute amount of sound effect to it, and that, like, you know, you make
great
that in the gavel, something that arrests the mm-hmm. listener's attention. It's a little different, and then it can go into the more, you know, whatever. But you know, that's all I mean is this, you know.
And that was my thing when I said music. So that was not what he was offering, and I think that, mm-hmm. you know, certainly what you offered early on grabbed my attention. I wouldn't say arrested.
I think if you want to have a defendant, you know, say, hey, you know, I picked it, I want a jury of my peers, you know, or you know, I'm a defendant, and based on my constitutional rights, you know, or based on, you know, my constitution, you know, I'm allowed to have a jury of my peers and maybe show a jury that's not of his peers.
You that's know. More of a bit. Now, the PSA, this is radio stuff.
Right. So, I mean, so I don't really know how you know, because that to me would be a PSAE where you show it on television. I'm really concerned about, now, again, I'm going to go back to, because there's just different segments that I think you want to try to touch on. Now, you know, the part that I laid out, that was the part that I thought was, it's just the introduction. It don't have to be the catch-all or the end, but it's just the introduction to, you know, to getting their attention. Now, if you want to get more into certain aspects of it, then that needs to be developed, and you know, needs to be developed. I know, because trying to put all of it into one is that's not going to work. You know, you're gonna miss the message, and you're gonna try to put too much into a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Barbara?
Well, a PSA is a self-contained unit, and every single one, 30 seconds or whatever, has to do what it does.
Yeah.
And not depend on somebody listening to another one, because they may never hear another
right.
one.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're all like that. So they're not segments in the sense that you can build, like this is number
right,
one,
right,
this is number
right,
two,
right.
because people that hear number two may not have heard number one, and vice versa.
Right.
Well, kind of targeting different...
Yeah,
different.
And I think each one of them needs to have an attention getter at the beginning. I speak as an old speech teacher, public speaking. You always have to get people's attention. They are not sitting there waiting for your message, no matter where they are, who they are.
And
you got to get it somehow, quickly, because you've only got 30 seconds. So that's why I like the gavel. The gavel and the thing that only takes like 3 seconds, and then people are like, what's this? Oh, what?
Here
we go.
Bill, you want to say something?
Well, just kind of sticking with Matt's theme, if we make several like that, I was thinking for the older age group, maybe having a mother speak about her son on trial or something would be good too.
So which bracket? So we said 18?
Like for the mother age bracket, the kind of
40 to 55?
50, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've got a mother for you, actually. I'm following a trial. I talk to the mother all the time, kid's 23, and she's talking to all her friends. She's black, he is, trying to persuade them that they should be on juries when they get a chance. Because he had a jury. He had the jury that Jan Cruz hung.
Mm-hmm.
That was his jury. And he's picking one again. He's going to have another trial because he was hung jury.
Okay.
So, you know, it becomes personal, then it becomes really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... to sort of wrap our heads around this. We have a sort of basic piece, I'll ask this question. Which segment between 18 to 35, 35 to 55, 55 and up, would Patrick's first one, well, I guess 40. I'm a 41-year-old African-American male. Okay, so it fits him within.
Well, it's probably younger. I mean, do we
know? It's 35
to
55.
Among the African-American population, do we know, is there a, which age categories are not on the jury? Are not on the list?
Probably the younger one, I would think. Oh, yeah.
Well, what I'm getting at is, as we talked about, I think probably a little bit more when you stepped out, was who would this piece reach more? If you, Patrick, when you wrote this, who did you think it would reach? I just see it saying, to me, when it says I'm 41 years old, to me it automatically says that you're speaking to a particular, your peers.
I think to his peers and older people. But
peers
not,
and
but
older.
Not to the 18, 19, 25-year-olds as much.
Right.
If my purpose of saying that I was a 41-year-old male was to give some background.
Right.
To give some background information to the PSA about being of that age. Now,
maybe
so
take it out.
Huh?
Maybe we should not include that.
And that was the purpose of me putting that in there, to give some background. Okay, well, I'm a 41-year-old black male. So if I was to hear somebody say, "Well, I'm 41 years old," and we're talking about minorities on the jury pool, then that could be, you know, as a minority male, they could take that as, okay, well, whether they're young or old, they could say, okay, well, I can be involved, or he's talking to me about being on the jury pool. Now, if you're trying to associate it and take that out of there and say, okay, well, we're just talking about, you know, I'm an African American male and I'm a lifelong resident, then you can say, okay, well, it may hit that 18-year-old if that's the concern. But the reason why I mentioned my age is because that gives a background in the content of being that age and being a black male and talking about being on a black jury.
It kind of defines lifelong too.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking as a 20-year-old, lifelong doesn't really mean as much.
I think we need to put some together and have some random tests on people.
So we have a few things here. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. It's probably a bad idea to do this right now, but I had another idea for one. Now this one is totally not at all like this. Okay. So and I don't have this fleshed out. But something that's going on in my mind is addressing the issue of people thinking they can't, because, you know, some people can't feel like they can afford to take the time off,
mm-hmm.
a job to go. What if you had one that was like a conversation between a couple of, let's say, like African-American girls, and start out with one of them saying, you know, like, in a very pissed-off tone, like, you know, I just got this questionnaire serving on Jerry the mail, and her friend was like, oh, that's, you know, that's cool, you know? And her friend's like, no. Her friend's all negative on it. And then the other girl's like, well, you know, my brother Leon or whatever, he just went down for, you know, something, because he had a jury trial and it wasn't a jury of his peers. And he's like, you know, people like my brother can't afford for you not to be there.
Oh, I love it.
You know, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what you would do with that, but, you know, probably flesh that out, or if that's even usable. That would just be a very conversational one. Maybe, you know, cool people. I don't know. We have to go. But
okay.
All
right. Well, let's just we flushed out a few things. One thing I would comment in relationship to that is my thought as we start to think about this is that we don't want to send, I don't know, sort of the impression that it's only black folks going to jail.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or on the jury. I mean, we know that it's a real issue. But how do we delicately, you know, introduce?
I think let's get these done first, then we can go. Then we
okay.
go to that.
Okay.
Oh, that's
but I'm hearing you though. I like some of the coolness. You know what I'm saying? You keep it
Well, that whole conversation could take place between two girls who aren't identified
yeah.
by race and
yeah.
don't
oh,
sound
yeah.
like
yeah.
you know.
True.
And then
true.
You're just talking
okay.
about youth.
Yeah.
My mom was called to be on the jury, and she didn't want to get on it for. Because she was not only because she was nervous, but the having to be there for that period of time, which she's retired, so she'd never been able to do so. That was that fear, and then I had an academic professor that same you know in the 60s they didn't want to be on because of his schedule. Now he had it flexible; he could get away and sit on the jury. So. That younger crowd, that younger group, you want to have. So what I'm hearing is that there's a sense of fear, paranoia. The reason why they don't want to sit on this jury, because they are uncomfortable, they don't know what to expect, they don't want to hear, you know, something, because they don't want to hear someone's being someone. Has did something and have to be able to handle finding that person guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And those are real, real, real concerns in the minority community. You know, and they don't, so they don't even want to go through the process. You know, so for us, I think the best thing to do is we have to be really able to educate them. So those fears, that, to me, I would think if we approach it, from education and bringing awareness and that fear and explaining to them what their responsibilities is as well as what to expect, you know, how to come, you know, what to expect, what to look for, you know, and then I think that helps them.
I hear you. The thing that's really clear now, and this, I guess this is the purpose of dialogue, is that these PSAs can't be about education. It's 30 seconds. It's really...
It has to be maybe a subtle kind of education.
Right. It can't... You know what I mean? It's what we're talking
touch.
About. Right. It's just something
right.
to get your attention.
That's right.
Really. You know what I mean? On the issue
right.
as we're bringing it out. And I think we need to back up a little bit because we want to do so much that we're trying to put it all into a PSA. And that's really not... It's really just a simple... reminder of something, an attention getter about something that maybe so that it can, so it sort of creates the context for a forum or a workshop or
well,
something that we want
to
do.
People talking
well,
to each other.
Well,
yeah.
For them to be, to understand, the, you know, how to get comfortable and what to expect, that this is okay. Because.
Well, see, when you say that, all I think about is Heidi Ladd's piece. It's 25 minutes of her trying to tell people what to expect through this process,
right.
man.
But if we did something like Matt said, have somebody that maybe had just gone through jury service describing it to their friend or something, that could be kind of like, oh, yeah, wasn't that big of a deal. I had one case. It was kind of interesting. Or, you know, there might be ways to do that. We just have to think of...
Well, from an attention-getting standpoint, I definitely like, you know, bam, attention, order in the court. Hey, you out there that's listening. I'm a defendant. I chose a jury trial because I'm innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to do your duty and serve one. That to me is like, damn, wait, what is this about? Right? You know what I mean?
But
and it just gets your attention. It don't
yeah.
tell you nothing.
But you can't.
Hey, we gotta
do
that one.
You can't do that. That's because
you can't do what? What do
you
mean?
You can't make a presumption that someone is innocent.
Okay, well that don't have to be innocent. But
can't.
I'm just saying I chose a jury.
If you're going to and what I mean by educating, you have to, you know, because you are educating them. You are saying,
and I understand that can be done in a subtle way, but it can't be the, we can't sit here and think that we're going to be able to tell them all these different things in PSAs. That's just too much.
How can you remove fear?
I think you can explain to them, you know, and this is just off the top of my head. I haven't, you know, if you're going to say, okay, if we talked about the register vote, we talked about the proper identification, we talked about a driver's license. Okay, then if there's a segment about if you don't have valid driver's license, you won't be in the pool. If you, I lost my train of thought on that. But let's talk about what to expect, or this is your responsibility, and your responsibility is to be.
When you
part
say
of
expect, the, are you talking about expect in the courtroom?
Well, when I say this is your responsibility, is to be part of the jury pool, or to be part of a jury. That's your responsibility, and you are expected to come. If you are called, you're expected to come and participate in a professional manner. You know, those are simple things I think you can get across to people,
okay.
You know, and be responsible. And understanding that any and everyone that has sat on the jury, may be uncomfortable, but hey, this is not the first time you're going to ever be uncomfortable. So, flushing that out. You know, it don't have to go like that, but flushing that because that's what I'm hearing from people. You know,
I want to know if you talked your mother into it.
Well, they called her and told her she didn't have to serve.
Did you try to talk her into
it? Had I talked her into it?
Did you try?
She was communicating with me. She was communicating with me with her concerns.
Right.
Why she didn't want to get on it. But of course, I was encouraging her, and I knew she knew that I was really expecting her, and I knew she wasn't going to not do it, but she was just trying to get herself motivated and confident, because she's 60-something years old, and she ain't never been called to sit on, plus having a son that's been incarcerated and nephews. So she's bringing all that to this jury.
Well, see, I'm just thinking that whatever it was you said to her to encourage her, it's the kind of thing that would go in the PSA that you're talking about.
Right. And those are the things I think you need to, especially with the young, because they're going to have those same kind of fears, you may need to also address, and you're there.
What did you say that you could put in 30 seconds?
Well, I basically told her that, listen, write down your notes. They're going to give you a pad, write it, write down, you write it to the best of your abilities. If you don't understand something, ask questions. And make sure you're listening. And if the evidence shows that person is guilty or not guilty, then you vote based on what the evidence shows. Because I was making sure that I was trying to remove any her wanting to be biased. Based on her experience, based on her, me and her nephew, going through the system, and sometimes, did what they said, sometimes they didn't. And as a mother, you're going to, them things you never leave. So, for younger people, they're going to have that same fear factor, loved ones, families, and you have to be able to get that message across to them. Ultimately, they're the ones that's going to make the decision if they want to come or not, and be comfortable and be willing to go through the endurance of being there and going through that process.
Well, we got to break this up. We're supposed to be done at 6:45 anyway, so let's just continue on along this vein. I will make sure over the next week I'm gonna get out. Possible dates. The possible date I thought for April was April 2nd. I really think we need to meet again towards the end of this month to just, let's get this part done. Some of this outreach stuff done. You know what I mean? Where we can at least have some, we can hit some PSAs. We can start working towards a commercial through BCP or through 107.9. And then, I really think we at a place where we need to push. That's my feeling.
I think it'd help if we had a dozen of these already kind of written up, and we could kind of piece together and say which ones we like and don't like.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of those up send them out to us. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, different ones. I would, if we could each bring one or something like that.
I don't. Let's
be clear that we're going to meet here and not have any confusion.
Okay.
I don't have any problem about doing the gavel thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do that for a TV slot, TV segment, that's fine, too. I mean, nothing is preventing us from doing what we want to do with this. It's just nothing is stopping us. We just have to make sure that if you are going to, if for example, if you're concerned about a certain something that you want to take ownership of, then I think you should do that. I think that's something that, you know, don't run away from it. Take ownership of that part. You know, take ownership of that. I mean, he said that, you know, you guys talked about that gavel and, you know, take ownership of that. That's something that you know, if he's comfortable, he can be, act like the defendant. You know, if he can get the judge to do the gavel and you can get the people, you know, you can get juries up there that's you know, of one race, one nation, then go for it.
So what we're saying ultimately is that if you want, whatever your idea was, write something up in relationship to that. Yeah. Let's try to get a couple of them from each person, yeah. and then we'll develop them so that we can have it wouldn't be segments, but it would probably be a series of different pieces. And then we'll continue to flush them out. So I'm going to propose, so what's today, the 12th?
Yep.
And so, what would that be, the 28th?
I will not be here the 28th.
Yeah, that's spring break.
That's spring break.
Oh, that's why we scheduled this earlier, right?
Go for April 2nd is good. Try that.
So if we go April 2nd, and we'll move from there. But we need to try to communicate, and I'm going to make sure that I'm working during the day. That's what's throwing me off right now, trying to get information out that I could do better before. So trying to do whatever we can through, you know, communicating through the emails about ideas and giving feedback to one another. Because that's the only way we're going to really be able to do this now up until April 2nd. Okay. So
all
hearts and minds. No public participation?
No.
Hearing none. Hearts and minds clear. This meeting is adjourned 6:45.
I'm not trying to be the defendant. Talking about.
Oh, thank you.